Hey, you're listening to The Morning Show here on Raglan Community Radio. And on the line, I've got Ash Sales. Morning, Ash.
Good morning, Aaron.
I see you're performing at the Old School 7:30 this coming Saturday.
Yep.
I got that right. I've just had a couple of days off sick, and I've got a busy morning this morning, so I haven't really had a lot of time for prep. Have you got any questions you'd like me to ask you?
If you want to ask me about what I do, the music that I'm performing, and about my up-and-coming album that I'm going to be releasing in the new year.
Right, the album. Let's talk about that. Well, we'll talk about the show first. I don't normally ask people what questions they want when I start an interview, but I thought I'd try that this morning. First of all, have you got a support act?
Yes, I got Daz, who's another looping artist out in Hamilton, and she's coming over to Raglan to support me. She does a lot of freestyle reggae kind of looping.
Okay. And how do you describe your show in words? How do you describe it in words when you can't play people some music? I mean, we will play something in a moment, but how do you do that?
Yeah, so I'm purely instrumental. I create all my sounds through my acoustic guitar, and the genres that kind of resembles my music, I suppose, is ambient at times, and then I'm very post-rock, which is like a emotional kind of rock kind of influence, and I use a lot of electronic production to combine the genres together.
Okay, so I'm looking at the poster here, which is you and your guitar, so that's like a slightly misleading, it's not just you and a guitar.
Yeah. No, because I use a lot of effects. I process things through my pedal board. I also got effects on my loop station. And I build up these songs through melodies and chords and alternating rhythms and trying to create a dance beat to a lot of my songs.
Okay, so you're kind of a one-man orchestra.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And on the blurb here for the show, it talks, experience the power of 432 hertz vibrations. So you just want to explain for people, some people know exactly what you're talking about there, but some may not, so you just want to explain that?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of dissonance and harmony, and I love playing, like, especially chords that are quite dissonant, which are quite hard to listen to. And what 440 is dissonant to our biological self, where 432 is more in harmony with our cellular body.
So
you can...
Go on, sorry.
Yeah. It's a very subtle kind of philosophy that I stand proud and live by it, as I feel it within my own body and soul.
Okay, so when you say 440 and 432, obviously that's one particular frequency, but is that a basis for the modern scale?
Yeah, that's the term that we use for reference pitch, which was standardized in 1930 something by the French government.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So it's just tuned. Is that a particular frequency that's beneficial or relates to humans in some way?
Yeah. So it's not far off. If anything, it sounds a little bit detuned, and there's lots of artists that use 432. Like, there's some songs from Bob Marley and the Wailers. Another song I could name is Black Hole Sun from Soundgarden. If you play along with it, you'll sound like your guitar's out of tune, and what they've done is just detuned it by 8 hertz
right,
to get into that same frequency pattern.
So how do you make sure your guitar's in tune?
I have a tuner that is specifically designed to have my reference pitch at 432. So as long as my A, it's an A note, long as that A is in tune, the other notes are within sequence to that note.
You can base it on that. So tell us about the album, because this is a single release tour, but were saying you've got quite a bit of music or some music.
Yeah, so I'm currently trying to promote my first single, just trying to get a bit of audience before I release my album.
Yep.
And the album I have created over this whole year, it's recorded and all ready to go. And it's almost a journey of myself in the last 2 years. And the title of the album is called Reflection. And it's all instrumental. They all have a different emotional impact from different experiences, I'd say, from my children to life to, you know, hardship and happiness.
Yeah. And are you tempted to sing at all? Is it like a policy, or it's not something you just want to do?
It's not something that I'm comfortable with. I do practice throat singing.
Yeah.
Which one of my songs I do throat singing in.
Yeah.
Trying to create the harmonics with my voice. However, I find my connection with music is actually through melody and the song itself, and that's how I've always listened to music. I haven't been attracted to lyrics, whether it's, I don't know, Jimi Hendrix, Bob Dylan, or even, you know, Arctic Monkeys, all these artists. I've never really listened to the words. It's the song in its entirety, and that's why I really resonate with a lot of cinematic music.
Yeah.
Like John Williams and Hans Zimmer and whatnot.
So will you listen to like that kind of, do you actually listen to that kind of music yourself for your own listening pleasure?
Yep. I listen to quite a wide range. A lot of instrumental music.
Yep.
Whether it's world, it's quite hard to narrow what I listen to, but it's anything that catches my ear for dissonance, like whether it's like a bit of tension and a bit of relief.
Okay.
Or any surprises in it.
Okay, and how old were you when you started playing music, and was it like that from the word go?
No, I was about 13 years old. My mum had brought a guitar, a little red Carlos guitar, because she's a teacher and she was going to learn to play to sing some songs for the kids, which she never did, so I just started getting, I think I got given the Mothership album from Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of songs where there's some gnarly riffs, and I thought, wow, this is what I want to do, you know. So I picked up the guitar and started trying to learn Heartbreaker and A Lot of Love, and you kind of get obsessed at that age too when you're in your early teens.
Yeah.
And from there, I know, like, I got really attached to a lot of grunge music, especially in teens, and I really... There's some, like, pretty amazing words and whatnot, but it's the melodies and the hauntingness of, like, songs like Black or Jeremy or Pearl Jam.
Yep, yep.
Like a strong darkness to the song, but there's, like, also this really relieving energy that comes from it.
Mm, okay, right. Kind of like a release or something.
Yeah, and that's kind of how I see a lot of my music and what I listen to.
Mm, okay.
I'm always looking forward to those kind of things.
All right, so folks, we're talking to Ash Sales right now, who's going to be at the Old School from 7:30, it says, Old School Arts Centre on Saturday night. And you've got a support act in Daz Keefe.
Yep.
Similar type of music?
She is a looping artist, so she's coming from a similar place of creating music.
Yeah.
She's a lot more of a reggae background, and she does a lot more vocal sounds and also sings.
Yep.
So okay. It's not instrumental, but it's coming from the same place of creating this loop style music.
Yeah.
It's kind of a genre in itself, I like to think of it.
Okay, yeah. And we're going to wrap up now, Ash. But we're going to play your track Remus. So just want to tell us about that, so we sort of know what we're getting here, and we get a bit of a feel for what your show's going to be like.
Yeah, absolutely. So this song, it is on the longer side of my songs, and it starts quite atmospherically and it builds up into a really big epic melody and coming into a big build-up as well. And this song originates from a deep internal experience I had, finding out that I was actually a twin, and Remus is a Latin word for twin.
Oh, wow. That's a serious discovery.
Yeah, it was really I couldn't make this stuff up when this happened.
Mm.
And I literally got the name when I was looking at the moon, thinking about Professor Remus Lupin from Harry Potter. And I thought, right. Oh, that's a cool name.
Right.
And while having this experience a couple of weeks before about the twin, I just thought, oh, I'll just Google that. And, yeah, sure enough, Remus in Latin, twin.
Brilliant, so brilliant. Like, so that's what this track's about.
The song? Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Ash, thank you for your time this morning. I hope you have a really good trip to Raglan, a good show on Saturday night. And yep. We're going to play your track now.
Awesome. Thank you. Enjoy, guys.
All right, thanks. All right, folks, I'm going to click the play button. Here we go. This is Remus by Ash Sales. 7:30 Saturday night at the Old School. Tickets, we didn't ask him about tickets, but I can tell you, $20 online at ashsales.co.nz, that's ashsales.co.nz, or $25 on the door, doors open at 7, that's Saturday night, and stand by because Naomi's about to come in the studio. We're going to talk about what's happening Friday night in the way of music in Whangaroa. It's our 30th anniversary birthday celebration.